interlocking fill it adjust my sleep needs so it stays exactly the way I want it to stay. It stays that way all night long. It comes with a 10-year warranty not to go flat, a 60-day comfort guarantee. So if you don't like it, man, they got 60 days, but you're going to love it. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. And right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listeners tab, and you use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call them at 800-960-3804. MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit RealTimeSportsBar.com. There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
1,000 locations. My dentist was already part of their network. I get low or no co-payments on office visits, which is great because I'm not giving up chocolate.
Don't risk going without dental insurance. Get guaranteed coverage from Humana starting at just $17 per month. You can't be turned down. Enroll in minutes by calling 1-877-288-0411. That's 1-877-288-0411. Enjoy the foods you love. Call 1-877-288-0411 to enroll today or visit signupforhumanadental.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And he hits a ground ball right side toward Myers. Stops it, gloves it, throws to Rizzo. He got it! Fantastic play by Myers.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday and Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and White Sox rained out for today. The Cubs will make up today's game tomorrow at 12:45 with John Lackey still getting the start. Pregame on the Score begins at 12:10. Today's Sox game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 26th. James Shields will take the mound tomorrow to wrap up the opening series with Detroit. First pitch at 1:10. The White Sox signed former Tigers, Twins, Mets pitcher Mike Pelfrey to a minor league deal. He'll start out in Double-A Charlotte. At Target Field right now, the Twins lead the Royals 3-1 in the sixth. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play in Philly tomorrow. Tonight, Miami travels to Charlotte, and the Celtics host the Cavs. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tomorrow. Earlier, the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. And college hoops, former Illinois coach John Gross was named the head coach at Akron. Coverage of the Northside home opener on The Score is presented by TuneIn. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:10 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals. Right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Most of us are of like mind that you have a very, very talented team, but history tells us they're not going to repeat. I think in November I was on the Giants.
There's a simple answer, and it's variance and baseball.
I was on the Giants. By the time the winter meetings were over, I was on the Dodgers. A healthy Mets rotation is frightening. And of course, the Nationals are very good. Bryce Harper isn't going to be the Bryce Harper you saw last year. But you can look at every team and find flaws, including the Cubs. And you do worry about the health of their starting pitching because of the miles on Lackey, the miles on Lester.
It isn't just the miles. It was the performance of Lackey in the playoffs.
Right.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Kevin Millar.
Danny, I got a quick question for you. How was Chris Rose at camp? Because he says you were roommates.
He, as a young kid, when he was little, showed up at camp to play softball. He had the flip-down sunglasses. The old-fashioned, attached to the brim of the hat flip-downs.
You gotta be kidding me. The old-school style? He didn't go eye black? He was just a
This is just in a casual pickup softball game, a pop-up, immediately snap those things down to get a good look at it.
Hey, Bernstein, I still wear those.
That's Chris Rose, also of MLB Network's Intentional Talk.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Fun stuff yesterday with Kevin Millar, who is always on, always doing his bit. But it's that's the realness with him. We had some fun stuff, some real talk about numbers, metrics, the human aspect of the game. Everybody just getting along, and then Chris jumped in as well. It was good. But we've got basketball that is currently quite vexing.
The Bulls. Sitting there in the seventh spot and are a game and a half out of the sixth spot. They're also a half a game out of nine, which is probably where I would prefer them to be, would be out of the playoffs and out. I'm going to be completely selfish right now. I know you're listening in your car and like, wait, you guys are going to talk about the Bulls? Look, for someone who does this for a living, our viewing time is very valuable. And if they go to the playoffs, I know that there are going to be people that will want to talk about it. And I get that, and I respect it. I respect it so much that I will devote my time to watching the game and being prepared for when this happens and when we're on the air. Mm-hmm. But just go away. Yeah. I want the Bulls. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but it's the truth. I want the Bulls to go away. Yeah, I want them out of my playoffs, and I want them out of my spring viewing. I got very specific needs as a sports viewer right now. And I in my mind, I had it set up like, look, I'm going to keep an eye on the White Sox, even though I know they're bad. I'm be watching the Blackhawks in the playoffs, and I'm going to be watching the Cubs and everything else that has to do with MLB. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for the Bulls to be in the playoffs. I just don't. Does that make me a bad Bulls fan? Perhaps it does. But I don't think, and I know that you agree with me, Dan, I don't think we're alone.
No basketball fan can really enjoy watching this Bulls team. This is what I've said before, that this particular team will do everything in its power to remind you to never trust what you see. When they're going good and shots are falling and Nico's burying threes from 26 feet, everything looks good. You know, Jimmy's able to find the energy for a half here or a game there. But you never, ever should trust them. And you keep coming back. You keep coming back to this abusive relationship. And you take more abuse because they'll just lay an egg so fast. They'll be like that Sixers game or that Knicks game where they'll just say, nah, we're not trying today. We don't care.
Maybe when the lights of the playoffs come on, it'll spark something in me. I'll hear the TNT music and it'll bring me back to
they're great on TNT. The TNT Bulls are different.
Don't have time for this. And you add into that they're the type of organization. I was talking to Shep about this before the show.
Let me guess. We'll use whatever this is to make all the wrong evaluations, to make all the wrong judgments. It's just enough to perpetuate everything that is the self-imposed roadblocks that keep them further away from winning a championship.
Correct. They're going to use this as, oh, everything's great. We were a playoff team, and if they get to the sixth seed, we're in the middle of the East. Like, that's how they'll justify it. That's how they'll do their end-of-season secret press conference. That's how they'll do their October luncheon that they have every year, talking to you about what's good and what's right about the Bulls. I need them to not make the playoffs.
Making the playoffs, you know.
I need Dwayne Wade to look at this and be like, you know what? I made a terrible mistake.
He didn't, though. He's fine. He's going to get paid. He's not going to make that money anywhere else. He's got a million business ventures.
I know. But from a basketball standpoint, this has got to be killing him to know that you're in this muddling franchise.
And to watch that sometimes the Bulls actually function better when he's not out there. When you subtract some of those my turn possessions where it's how long has it been since I've shot? Okay, whatever. This is my possession this time. Jimmy, you stand over there.
They're 6-4 in their last 10 games, and you saw them start to surge. And at one point, I think they were just like, well, even right now, they're two games behind Milwaukee for the fifth spot in the East. They're going to use this to think that they're close. This is why I can't have them in the playoffs. I feel badly that I feel this way. And I know that there are diehard Bulls fans that'll go, well, if they can just get in, then they got a chance. And I just feel like that's fool's gold, that they're wasting our time. Now, if we're alone on this, I'm okay with the land that I have staked out on my opinion on the Bulls. But the thing is that the reaction I get via social media when we start talking about the Bulls is I think that there are a lot of people that would hope the 2017 Bulls would just go away. Like, let's wait. Let's see what happens in the offseason. Let's see if they can start to devise a plan that actually makes sense and makes them a legitimate contender in the Eastern Conference or in the NBA. Am I a bad fan or a bad guy I don't want the Bulls to make the playoffs?
They become clutter to me in the sports viewing landscape, and I'm a Bulls addict because I just, you know, I don't know if you call me a bad fan. The reason I don't want them to make the playoffs is because I think it forces a reckoning, it forces an evaluation, it forces them to maybe consider how they can get closer to winning a championship, and that's all we ask. Are you getting closer to winning a title? And all this does is feed their long-held, well-honed instincts to think they're better than they are. And that's what's happening here. And it's really depressing.
And they'll think that they're closer than they are.
Yeah.
Too. And you're not. Like, this conference, while the Bulls, if we go back into, you know, 2011, 2012, 2013, the Derrick Rose MVP season, and then when things went wrong.
You could argue their arrow was pointed up at
correct.
That point.
You could. And you could argue that, remember how people would talk about the East? It was the Cavs, the Bulls, and everybody else. That those two teams are going to fight it out. LeBron's probably going to win it, but it's the Cavs and the Bulls. Since then, look at all the teams that have gone right by the Bulls. Boston went right by the Bulls. The Wizards went right by the Bulls. Toronto went right by the Bulls. And guess who
the
just...
The Bucks are close.
They're past them. They've gone past them. And they got a new building that's coming up. They have a bankable superstar who, without his partner, have them in the fifth spot in the Eastern Conference right now, two games above 500. Their arrow is definitely pointing up because they have a top 10, top 15 player in their midst that is young and exciting and knows how to share the basketball. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for my Wednesday and Thursday nights to be, you know, messed up with the Bulls in the middle of some fruitless playoff chase.
And watch them match up with the Raptors, who they've cast a spell over and end up beating more often than not. Watch that happen. This is Jeff in Glendale Heights on the Score.
Gentlemen.
Jeff.
Love the show. You know, Lawrence, I have to say I love you, brother, but you're a terrible fan.
That's fine.
Why is he a terrible fan?
Well, he's a terrible fan because, you know what, you look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference and nobody jumps out at me. I'm sorry. Nobody.
What? Seriously?
Whoa. What do you mean nobody jumps out
at
you?
I think maybe someone else might be a terrible fan of the NBA.
I don't think you've watched a lot of ball this year, if that's the case.
Well, I'll tell you what. Look at who the Bulls have beaten all year round. They play down to their competition.
You know that regular season basketball and playoff basketball is a little different, right?
Oh, I've been watching the Bulls since 1990.
Have you watched any of these other teams is what I'm saying? Because what do you mean nobody jumps out at you?
What I'm saying is the Eastern Conference is very weak. And if they get the 7-6 seed, there's a great chance that they can jump into the second round.
There's a great chance that they can beat Boston in a series.
If they got the 6th seed, they could beat the 3rd, 4th. I'm just saying.
Who's the 3rd seed in the Eastern Conference right now?
Other than the Cavs and Boston Celtics, I don't see.
Have you watched them against the Wizards?
Yes, I have.
They struggled against the Wizards when they were better.
When they were good, the Wizards clobbered them.
You know what? But the fact of the matter is, why don't you want to see these young kids get experience?
What young kids? Which ones?
Who do you think
Portis? All the young guys. All the young.
How
players.
Many? I don't. I
you
really,
you
I,
said one dude.
One.
What other kids should we be watching?
Zipster, Mirotić.
Mirotić.
Mirotić is a young kid.
He's like 25. Was he 26? Yeah, he's young in my eyes.
Haven't you seen enough of Nico Mirotić to kind of know what he's all about?
He needs consistent minutes to be able to have confidence in the game.
Jeff, do you think that the Bulls can win a championship?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
They're like you guys said. They're not really ascending as a basketball organization.
Then why do you want them to make the playoffs?
They're not going to get a lottery pick. I don't see the point.
If they didn't make the playoffs, by definition, they would get a lottery pick.
I guess I'm wrong there. You got me there.
Okay.
Someone doesn't watch the NBA.
Yeah, he doesn't watch any NBA.
Someone's just a Bulls. It's okay. It's fine. Like I said, I open myself up to it. The idea of if you'd like to jump in, 312-644-6767. I see a lot of amens here. I see a lot of Bulls fans texting us at 670-11 saying, yes, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, if the text zone is any indication, I think people are behind you. I know I certainly am.
But well, let me know. But here's the thing. I want to know why. Like, I know why I feel this way. I'm curious why you feel this way. 312-644-6767.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day Report is presented by Mattress Firm. The Cubs are rained out and the White Sox are rained out, and that's today's Chicago Baseball Report brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more, only at Mattress Firm. So you can explain yourselves on this Bulls topic. As annoying as they've become, they found a way by winning a few games in a bad bottom of the conference that is just sort of muddling around under 500 to get themselves further from winning a title. So I have a feeling we're going to take some very dumb phone calls.
No, I disagree with you. I think that we're going to take better phone calls than you think. And I think there are going to be a lot of Bulls fans that are going to involve themselves in this conversation who make better points than maybe we've made on the subject. You got to believe, Dan. You have to trust the listener that if you make a good point.
I've done this too long. That my gut feeling when we do things like this, usually it brings out the stupid.
Dan has thrown down the gauntlet. I'm with you. I'm with you, caller.
Stupid callers assemble.
So you better, you better bring it. You better bring it or there will be a reckoning of some sort. That's somehow.
Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff and Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Don't miss a moment of world champion Chicago Cubs baseball right here on the Score.
And he hits a ground ball right side toward Byers. Stops it, gloves it, throws to Rizzo. He got it. Fantastic play by Byers.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I know not many of you get caught up in the NBA regular season, but the truth is, this really has been a season for the ages. Russell Westbrook going off again last night. 41 triple-doubles. James Harden having nearly as good a season as Westbrook and taking what was a 500 Houston Rockets team last season and making them a force in the West. All unbelievable, but all pale in comparison to what I saw last night from Lance Stephenson and the Pacers. Because Lance, gonna Lance, and we all know that. Just like he did at the end of the game with an in-your-face layup in a blowout. Uh-oh! Apparently, baseball is not the only sport with unwritten rules because the Raptors all wanted to fight Lance after that. PJ Tucker called it, quote, tasteless and classless. Well, if by tasteless and classless you mean awesome and incredible, PJ, I would agree. Lance Stephenson, legend. I'm Jim Rome.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit lakelawnresort.com. The Golf Club at Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca is open and ready for play. Enjoy spring rates starting at $41 with a cart. Confirm your tee time online at eaglewoodresort.com or call the pro at 630-773-3510.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renter's Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016 Nielsen certified data network score.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can't get down 25 points against Adama on the road and expect to have to come back and win games. It's ridiculous. You got to come out with a better focus, mental toughness. As I said, in one of my keys, didn't have it tonight.
Well, Michael Carter-Williams misses that final shot. And 100 to 91 is your final.
Knicks beat the Bulls, but it should not prevent the Bulls from making the playoffs because the bottom of the Eastern Conference is dog meat, and you win a few games and you're in, you get yourself a playoff series, and they get to fill the arena for a couple of home games.
Come on, Miami!
Make some bank, but this is, if you want to watch your team get further from winning a title, hooray, but they tell you, they send you every message not to trust them. That was Comcast Sportsnet last night, and this is Terry and Aurora on The Score.
Hey guys, I'm a big fan of your show. Lawrence, you're not a bad fan. I want to tell you, are a realistic fan. I think of the Bulls as like climbing the summit of Mount Everest. They've been going sideways and going sideways. Would you think it'd be better if the Bulls just tanked it and then try to get a lottery pick and the probability of listening? I'm trying to get into this draft.
Yeah, that's exactly what we articulated.
I'm not advocating, because I think that there's a difference between knowing what you're doing organizationally and the players that are on the court or on the field. I want every player that plays to play as hard as they can. I don't want to see terrible effort from the guys that are on the field or on the court. I just want there to be, I want the organization to understand what they actually are. And I think that when it comes to the Bulls, they try to see the positive. Like, they'll bend over backwards to see the positive without seeing the negatives of what they are as a franchise. And if they go to the playoffs, it will give them license to look at the positive and go, we're so close. I mean, realistically, if a couple games went our way, we could have been a fifth seed or a fourth seed in the East.
Now, if we just add an aging Carmelo Anthony, that puts us over the top.
That's what I don't want.
That was another guy that you saw when he wanted to come out of that game last night, that he was just kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of hurt. I'm going to take some stupid shots, and I'm going to go sit down. When that team, the Knicks, you're talking about a mess of an organization, complete mess of a franchise, and they were able to run out to a 25-point lead. Northside Sam is on the score.
Oh, if they're such a mess of an organization, why do we always talk about our organization being a mess?
One has nothing to do with the other. They're not mutually exclusive.
True, I guess so. And ours must not be in that bad a shape if we're in the playoff picture, though. If it's very illogical to say that you're
that's not true. That's not true. Okay, Sam, I'll explain something very, very basic to you. Sometimes, in order to get good, you have to get bad so you have the resources to be great.
That's what you do when you're not making the playoffs.
No, sometimes by making the playoffs, but not the worst place to be in the NBA, the single worst place to be is making the playoffs with no chance of winning a title.
Why do you know we have no chance? You got a chance if you make it.
No, in the NBA, you don't.
Well, so then why don't we just change the damn format to only the top 14?
All right. Is this a substantive call of any kind, or are we just going to go in circles?
I think we should want our team to win as long as they can. And I don't see that. Don't quite see how.
Okay, I'm going to, again, let me try to. Take
away from within.
Okay, Sam, again, in the NBA, what do all NBA teams, all champion NBA teams, have in common?
All champion NBA teams, they probably have one of the best players in the league.
One of the best players of all time, at least one of the best players of all time. Okay. How do you get one of those players?
Lucky.
That has something to do with it, yes.
And nobody thought Michael Jordan was going to be that when we picked him.
Oh, boy.
You got to go back to Michael Jordan. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Come on. I guess I got my answer. It's not a substantive call. All right.
You're still the number three pick in the draft.
I knew I'd be right.
No. You, I am not conceding, sir. Okay. That is one for one.
All right,
we had one good call and one bad one.
All right, there's more left in the bank here.
Yes. Okay. I will not concede.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday, Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and White Sox rained out for today. The tarp actually coming off the field down in St. Louis right now for some reason. The Cubs will make up today's game tomorrow at 12:45 with John Lackey still getting the start. Pregame on the score begins at 12:10. Today's Sox game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 26th. James Shields will take the mound tomorrow to wrap up the opening series with Detroit. First pitch at 1:10. White Sox signed former Tigers, Twins, Mets pitcher Mike Pelfrey. He was released by the Tigers the end of March here in spring training. Signed to a minor league deal. He'll start in Charlotte, which, of course, is the AAA affiliate, as everyone knows, of the Chicago White Sox. At Target Field, the Twins lead the Royals right now 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play in Philly tomorrow. Tonight, though, in the NBA, Miami travels to Charlotte, and the Celtics host the Cavs. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tomorrow. Earlier today, the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. And college hoops, our guy, former Illinois coach John Gross, was named the head coach at Akron. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show tomorrow. Hashtag live bright. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:10 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Caller number 9 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a ChicagolandGolfClub.com membership. You'll receive membership to this exclusive club. It's a golfer's dream come true. Brought to you by ChicagolandGolfClub.com, home to great golf. Let's keep pushing buttons, and we'll see if I'm right or if Lawrence Holmes is right on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Northwest Side, Kevin is on the score.
Hey, all right, let me just start with one caveat.
Okay.
Right, I guarantee you I win this one.
You leave him alone.
I win
you
this one.
You go right ahead, Kevin, and make your point.
That's already a tell. I know.
Go ahead, Kevin.
There's no way on earth that Garpax is leaving after this season. It's not happening. I understand that.
There have actually been some reports that it might be possible that one of them or both of them is
Kevin,
out.
I do believe it's possible that Gar Forman could be out after this season.
I would love that, but my point is, if they weren't to make the playoffs, there would be that 1.9% chance that they would get like Jackson or Fultz or Ball. Getting somebody like that would buy this management team 3 years. If they make the playoffs and they're out, then there's hopefully maybe after next season enough is enough, and to get closer to a championship, a new management team will come in.
I'm not sure I buy the logic.
We're going to call that one a draw.
I'll stipulate to that, yes. In Evanston, it's Jim on WSCR.
Hi, I got to tell you, there are two kinds of people in the world, people who think with their heads and people who think with the hearts. And a lot of the callers, they're great fans. They just want to see the Bulls win. And you can't argue with that. But I've been a Bulls fan my whole life, and I officially do not care if they make the playoffs. I don't care if they win games. I don't care if they lose games.
When did that start for you, Jim? Like, when was the point where you said, I've had enough?
I'll tell you when it started. It started the first Derrick Rose injury. I began to, oh, my God, you know, what could this be? But basically, there have been so many missteps here that, you know, I just don't see a prospect for improvement. Tell me if I'm wrong. I know they don't make it. They do make it. The prior caller had a great point, I thought. You know, if Gar and Paxton might actually get a new lease on life if they can say, well, we need to develop Alonzo Ball. So maybe we're better off making the playoffs just so we can change management teams.
I still don't understand it. Even after he tried to explain it, it still doesn't make sense to me.
But they're,
and it's Lonzo, not Alonzo.
Yeah. Okay, so that one goes into the Bernstein column.
He said reluctantly.
1-2-1 right now.
Humboldt Park, let's try Tony on the score.
Hello, man.
Hello, man.
I don't remember when Jason said it. It was probably over a year ago, but I, like him with this team, am just tired of the LA Fitness Bulls, just watching the same thing, being bored of basketball every time that they take the floor. And
but it's not every that's the thing. It's not every time.
Yeah, because they give you like great performances, right, like they've had over the last couple of weeks, and then you get a dog performance like last night where you go, how do you do that?
Before last night, had they won that game, looking at their schedule to close out the year, they go on a 10-game winning streak, and Garpax's head is as big as the sun, honestly. But yeah, I'm just tired. There's no point, and a lot of these callers must not listen to the show very often because they're not aware of what basketball hell is, and this is, the Bulls are fully entrenched in it.
Tied up in two!
I don't know which way this one's going to go because it's Q on the north side.
Well, I do. Just give Bernstein the point.
And let me talk to you for a second. Here's the thing. I don't know why being a fan means that you can't say to your team, too little, too late. If this whole thing had worked out, I would have been ecstatic. You know, if you earn a 5 or 4 seed because you've been playing well during the year and it's just tough losses, that's cool. But it's just listless. This is just a really bad team, and there's no point in them making the playoffs. And the other thing that I want to tell the folks that are saying, make the playoffs, because then Garpax will get it. Wait, if they make the playoffs, Garpax stays. If they don't make the playoffs, Garpax stays. Hope you guys realize that Rod Thorn drafted Michael Jordan. Jerry Krause didn't come till later. So you can still draft the greatest player of all time and lose your job. So this is what I want to plead to Bulls fans, even though you probably only watched the Bulls during the 90s and you totally missed the Ron Mercer era. Let me tell you guys something. Some of you don't like Jerry Reinsdorf. You can't control that. Nothing's changing. You don't like Gar Pax. You can't control that. Nothing's changing. You can't control your coach, Fred Hoiberg. He's here. He's got a contract. Unless he wants to go back to college because he's had enough of this, you can't control that. But what we can do is get lucky. You can't win the Powerball without playing a couple dollars, and you can't get in the lottery without losing a couple games. Shut Jimmy down, save those minutes, and let's go. I don't want ball. Okay, bye.
That would be one in your category.
Hooray!
Point for Lawrence Holmes.
Huzzah! We now lead! See, this is the beauty of it. There are smart people who listen who just sometimes don't call.
They don't have time because they're working.
Well, not necessarily. Well, I'm not going to say that everyone who calls doesn't have a job. That seems unfair. Some people have breaks. So some people have a desk that's kind of private, and they can wait on hold, and they can talk to Shep, then put the speaker on hold, and then when you come to them, they're like, all right, I don't know. What's happening here? I'm on the air? Great. But I know that there are people who care about what the future of the Bulls is. They just don't like where things are now. And that's why, like, when I look at the possibility, the prospect of having to sit there and watch Bulls playoff basketball, it makes me kind of angry.
Right. You don't want to watch this team in the playoffs.
I don't want...
They're a losing team that has been a pain in your ass all winter long.
I don't want this front office to have success.
It sends the wrong message to everybody.
Correct.
Right?
That's where I'm at. And if that makes me a bad guy, fine.
3 o'clock, we're going to talk some baseball with Scott Podsednik, the former White Sox, now working as a studio analyst for Comcast Sportsnet.
And outfielder Scott Podsednik.
And at some point later, we've got to get to the inflammatory comments made by Jason Williams, Jay Williams now, regarding Patrick Ewing and the Georgetown job.
I don't think he's wrong. I have some concerns about Patrick Ewing getting that job.
I don't know about getting it, but I certainly have concerns about whether or not he's going to be any good at it.
I think here's the thing, and we'll get into it a little bit more in depth. I think he can actually coach. I think the X's and O's, I don't think that there's a problem there. But being a pro assistant and a college head coach, completely different animals.
So top of the hour, baseball, some more basketball next. We still have some blinking lights here of people who want to be tallied in either your side of the ledger or mine.
We're winning. And don't we still have to qualify someone?
Now it's we. Well, oh yeah, anytime between now and 6, if you hear the cue to call, you can be a qualifier for Friday's remote at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to win a pair of Chicago Cubs season tickets on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen to The Score every day this week for your chance to win VIP tickets to the exclusive opening day morning broadcast with Mully and Hanley at The Score Studios in downtown Chicago. You and a guest will experience a complimentary breakfast in our brand new culinary kitchen by Chef Brad of Robert Morris University, Illinois. Robert Morris University, Illinois is accepting applications for culinary arts this fall. To learn more, visit robertmorris.edu/com. Baseball fans, it's opening week, and just like the weather, things are heating up at Buffalo Wild Wings. B-Dubs is the place to watch all your favorite Chicago teams now more than ever. Watch baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer, golf, and more all on one of their many HD TVs. Enjoy their delicious traditional or boneless wings spun in one of their 16 award-winning sauces or 5 dry rubs. Or try their tasty burgers, wraps, or salads. Don't forget half-price wings Tuesdays and boneless Thursday specials. No matter what side of town you live on, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to cheer on your favorite team. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, or Hoffman Estates. Or order online at BuffaloWildWings.com. Newcastle Home Loan, NMLS number 15580, Equal Housing Lender.
Home prices are up 32% since 2012, over 6% in just last year. If you own a home, refinance now and take some cash out. Pay off high credit card debt, breathe a little easy. I'm Jim Quist, Newcastle.loans. See me online at Newcastle.loans. That's Newcastle.loans. Or call 855-610-1112. 855-610-1112. I'm here to help you. It's easy. Refinance and get the cash you need.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renter's Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit ChicagolandGolfClub.com.
There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Some open looks, especially our young guys, end of the first, end of the second quarter, and it affected us. It affected us on the defensive end, and again, it's unacceptable.
I would love to have a beer with Fred Hoiberg and an honest conversation about where he thinks he is and where he thinks this team is.
I'd like to know the definition of unacceptable, because all year it's been acceptable.
It's a term that people in sports use and clearly don't have a grasp of the definition of it.
Accountable?
That's another one.
And unacceptable.
The thing that bothers me about accountable is that everyone is accountable, so no one's accountable. That's what they do.
In Cicero, it is Mark. He is on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mark. What's up?
All right, if it were baseball, football, or hockey, I would say yes, make the playoffs, because anything can go, but it's the NBA. And if you're not a top two seed, you will not make the finals. And actually, if you were to look that up, I would be really curious to see the last time a three seed or lower actually made it to the NBA finals. So I would say don't make the playoffs.
I wouldn't really worry about the seeding number. I think you should just look at the quality of the teams, because some years in one conference, the three seed is better than the other conference's one seed. So that I wouldn't get hung up on the numbers. But you're right that it is by far the least random playoffs of the four major sports. It's Rashad on the south side. He's on the score.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Rashad.
Not much. Well, I kind of am indifferent on them wanting to make the playoffs as far as, like, that's the plan or goal. Because I actually, until to tell you the truth, Lawrence, I think that making the playoffs might have a weird positive that comes out of it.
Okay, what do you think it will be?
You get to display that badness against other teams that are competing for championships every play. And here's the thing. This is the thing. Locally, we understand the nuances of the last decade of what this team has been outside of that pocket for 3 years with Derrick Rose. And I've called here and talked to Dan about it in the past. It does not change the fact that they have no proactive DNA in their body. They are already reactive. So from that standpoint, I don't trust them whether they get a lottery pick or if they do make the playoffs and make any noise. Because at the end of the day, until it's exposed nationally to get that owner's head out of his wherever he's at, that's where I want to be at.
All right, well, maybe that's we've redefined NBA hell as getting to the point where you don't care if your team makes the playoffs or not.
I really like the idea of them going to the playoffs and then just getting exposed. But I'm telling you,
like they did against the Wizards.
I'm telling you, this front office is adept at spinning the positive. They're like a political party. They're like a White House, whether you're talking 44 or 45. They can take any glimpse of confidence and good feeling and turn it into something. And they'll be telling you, oh, well, you know, we were just a couple of plays here and there. And here's another term that I hate, Dan. If we can just clean up a couple of things.
See, now you're getting into Bears stuff here.
I was always talking about right. The Bears.
Oh, there's a couple of things. We'll clean it up and we'll get back out there.
We're accountable. No, you're not. No one got fired.
It's unacceptable, and we're going to be accountable. It's coaches and players. And I really haven't missed him at all. I have not missed hearing from John Fox one iota.
Soon, we'll the draft is coming, and
we got to clean it up.
It's true. Well, they cleaned you out.
Yeah. You can't clean up.
They're continuously cleaning up all the players that you drafted. Only six of them are left.
Ego Ferguson just got run out of town, and the Packers welcomed him with open arms.
That's nil.
Oh, sorry. It's Bobby. He's in Villa Park. He's on the score.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for this. I needed some intelligent bull talk for once. I follow a lot of groups on Facebook. And some of these people drive me absolutely insane. They don't understand from the overrating of Jimmy Butler. First of all, you need a legit superstar to win a championship. Jimmy Butler is very good. He's not a legit superstar. He's awesome, but he's the second best player on a championship caliber team. People love to overrate him. Just the Bulls meatballs are the worst. They are so dumb. They just drive me absolutely insane.
Well, we're here to try to keep you sane, Bobby. Thank you very much for the call. The 219 answers your question, Lord. Said, if you had a beer and an honest conversation with Fred, he'd end up crying on your shoulder and you'd be stuck consoling him.
I'd be okay with that as long as it was honest. I'd be fine with that because I feel like he probably would cry thinking about what's happened over the last 2 years and how much stuff that, first of all, you come in here, you get blamed, you get kneecapped by your star player. You just get told that you're not doing anything right.
Coach Harder runs some different plays, and then, you know, Rondo's throwing a towel at your assistant, and Rondo's telling you to run plays for Nico. And they get you Cameron Payne, who sucks, and you don't want to play him. And then your bosses are mad at you because you won't play the guy that they just traded a whole bunch of.
How did they not know he was terrible?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Dan. Okay.
He's so
okay.
Bad.
He's terrible. He is terrible.
He's a dog.
And they traded pieces for him.
Wait. Go back. They traded
the pieces to get Doug.
Yusuf Nurkic,
yes!
Who's a baller, and Gary Harris and a pick for the pick that became Doug.
And then...
then Doug and Taj.
For a guy who can't play. Like, he... there are guys, when you see them in the NBA, you can tell, like, a guy that's that just needs an opportunity or just needs a little bit more seasoning, and they're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. When you look at Cameron Payne, you see a buster. You see, man, this dude, first of all, he likes to dance, and I know that I'm not trying to be the fun police.
The problem is he's a clown.
He's a clown. He's a clown. You can be a clown if you're Russell. Russ can be a clown. He can dance all he wants. You've never backed up a damn thing in your basketball life. I want to know what tape of campaign they were watching to go, yeah, that's what we need. They have swung and missed on so many point guards this season. It's embarrassing what's happened. And then they give you shoosty Cameron Payne, who just comes out there and shoost. He is just like, I'm putting this shot up. No, please stop shooting because you're bad at it.
Well, there's a great place for him to do it, and that's in Hoffman Estates.
It's just a fine place. I got a place for him to do it.
You want to do that? Here.
Go on down to the Y.
I got a gym for you in Hoffman Estates. It's called the Sears Center, and you can go out there, and here's a ball. Here's a rack of balls, and you can do whatever you want. The Chicago Baseball Game Day Report is presented by CC's. The Cubs were set to take on the Cardinals. They got rained out. The White Sox were at home against the Tigers, and they got rained out. And that's today's Chicago Baseball Report, brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, three new deep dish pizzas, new original deep dish, jalapeno cheddar, and garlic parmesan, all on the unlimited buffet for just $5 and change. Scott Podsednik, the former White Sox and current analyst on CSN, will join us next to talk about the White Sox on the Burstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And outfielder Scott Podsednik.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant and Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta now join The Score's incredible lineup to talk Cubs with Burstein and Goff. Bryant
cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Weekly with Burstein and Goff. Keep listening for Days and Times. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion, Chicago.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafy. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chin's. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit WheelingIL.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall.